You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 144, Shine Your Light. Thank you for stopping by today and tuning in to our podcast. In today's episode, we'll have an important discussion about the responsibility we all have to shine our own light, to create the life of our dreams. Each one of us is responsible for our own creations. We all have chosen the circumstances of our life so that we can learn some very valuable lessons on this physical plane from them. No one is a victim unless we choose to be. Now, it's true that we have been negatively influenced to create things that we don't want in our lives, but we all have the power to change that because we are receiving the vital information that has the ability to free us and to give us our power back. That is, if we take action on that information. It's all up to you. You must be the one who changes your own life. You are the only one who has the power to change any situation or circumstance to a more desirable one. If you're not happy with something in your life, then it's time for you to take responsibility for your creations and start changing things. No one else can do it for you. But before I continue with this discussion, I want to say thank you to a very special person who contacted me just recently. Victoria of El Paso, Texas, contacted me a couple of weeks ago, and she sent me the most amazing testimonial of how this podcast has changed her and her husband's life profoundly. As I read Victoria's message, her words resonated with me so deeply, and I began to experience chills, and tears just began to flow. So much so that I had to stop reading her message to settle myself down. It's hard to explain how powerful the energy becomes when you connect to someone through the heart. This is what was happening. I could feel her words resonate with my heart, and it was very powerful. And I'm always grateful when I hear that someone is getting it because I put a lot into creating these shows. I can't explain how it feels to know that my hard work is not in vain. I put my whole heart and soul into this podcast so that you can be free. But you have to be willing to do the work. And know that I want more than anything for you to find your joy and happiness in this life. I want you to be empowered and to start being the incredible individual that you were born to be. Be the conscious creator that you came here to be. And that's why I do this. And when I receive messages from people around the world that let me know that they hear me, it touches my heart so deeply, and it often makes me cry. It's hard not to cry tears of joy and to celebrate for you because I love you guys, and this is why I do this. So thank you, Victoria and Gus, and everyone else who has taken the time to reach out to me and let me know how much you appreciate this podcast and my book, Doors of Light. And I have to thank Audioboom as well because they helped me get this message out to the world. And I truly, truly appreciate them. So thank you, everyone. All right, let's get back to today's message because somebody needs to hear this message. Spirit was very intent about getting this message out to you today. This message is for all of those who are out there trying to save the world. And you know who you are. You could be doing this on a small scale or a large scale or just even in your personal world of your family. This message would really be for women, but there are some men out there who have taken on this savior role as well. If you're a person who thinks that you have to save the world, save everybody around you, then this message is for you. Spirit says that it's time for you to release yourself from that burden. It's not your job. It's not your job to save the world or to change anyone else's life. And you need to hear that. They must do it on their own. Your job is simply to live your joy and to teach by example. You must take charge of your own life and begin to free yourself from all the things that you no longer want to experience. This includes fear, false beliefs, ignorance, self-doubt, self-hatred, negative relationships, and all other forms of negativity and illusions. When you do this, you will help the people you love more than you can ever imagine. For those of you who do energy work and healings, we really need to talk. You already understand that when you do healings, you are only sharing your vibration with someone. You do this in an attempt to help them overcome their challenge by raising their vibration. When someone is out of tune, they will eventually manifest it within their body. So as healers, it's important that you keep your vibration high in order to stay in tune, or else you risk becoming sick and depleted yourself. You can't be out of tune and help someone else be in tune. So you can't risk depleting yourself trying to save everyone around you. And to be honest, it's really time out for that. It comes a time when you have to step back and allow others to choose their own path in life. And at that point, you get to refuel and do some personal care for yourself. You didn't come here to save everybody. And when I tell you that, it's because Spirit is telling me that. I needed to hear this message too. Your job as a healer, or simply as someone who wants to help others, is to be a positive example for them. You want to activate your internal light and continuously keep raising your vibration to higher levels. In doing this, you will become something like a vibrational battery, a fully charged battery that can emit frequencies throughout the air. Your high vibration will be transmitted wherever you go, like a broadcasting signal. You don't have to do anything, just be. Just be the high vibrational being that you are and cultivate a joyful state in your life. You will emit that high vibrational energy all around you, and others will feel it. Your job is to create joy in your life. You no longer have to save everyone else, because when you raise your vibration to a certain point, your energy becomes strong enough that it just radiates like the sun outward, and it assists others by merely being in a certain proximity to them. It's not physical effort. It's vibrational, and it can be felt over airwaves, very much like I do in broadcasting this podcast. There's no such thing as distance. I'm sending you a high vibrational energy, and many of you can feel it. So now we must all mature in our understanding of assisting others in the awakening process and come to know the power of joy and how it can transform our lives. We must allow others to grow at their own pace and focus on our own personal joy and happiness. This is what will keep us balanced and healthy. Allow others to choose whether they want the information you share with them or not. They are responsible for changing their own lives, but they can benefit from you simply from you being in their life and showing them your example that you're following your joy. They will benefit no matter what. They must be allowed to choose. Allow them to choose. Everyone must do their own work to develop their light. Spirit wants to remind us that we are here to develop and to shine our light. We do this when we're happy and when we're full of joy. It's in that state of joy that we do the greatest service to humanity. When we try to take on the responsibility of holding everyone else together, we begin to drain our batteries and we suffer for it. Our light starts to dim, and this helps no one. We only make ourselves sick. And then we start to create things in our lives that we don't want, all because of the negative energy that's created when we overextend ourselves. It's a manifestation of the low energetic state. You are not created to hold other people's lives together. As a matter of fact, you're infringing on their free will when you do this. The best way to help others is to first help yourself. And I know some of you are saying, "What? That sounds selfish." But you need to think about it. You can't help anyone else if you're in need yourself. I always say, fill your plate first, and then you'll have something to share with others. It's like when you're on an airplane. They tell you to put your oxygen mask on first. Then you can help someone else, including your children. That's something we need to think about. If you're running around drained and burnt out, then who can you really help? You need to be strong and vibrant and full of life energy before you can admit that to others or even to have the strength to help someone else. Working on your joy and developing your inner light is the only way you will be able to help someone else. You help them through shining your light. You got to work on you first. And that's not selfish. It's the greatest gift you can give to those you love and to the world. Spirit is telling us that it's time to stop fretting over others' choices in life. And it's time to have faith and know that the universe will help them if they want it, just like you've been guided. Allow others to do the work and to shine their own light to heal their lives. It's not your job to rescue them from themselves. Your work is to find your joy and to move into higher vibrations. Remember that joy will help you create the life of your dreams. And then others will see that and be inspired by what you have created for yourself. This is your greatest gift because we can all inspire one another. And inspiration is the catalyst that has the power to transform lives. Shine your light so that the world may see it and be inspired to shine theirs. Thank you for listening and have a beautiful week. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it. Believe in it.